This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The president of the Aurora Police Union has been placed on paid leave after he called diversity provisions in an agreement between the city and the state, quote, sexist and racist. KCNC-TV reports Officer Doug Wilkinson made the comments in an email last Tuesday and was placed on leave the following day. A state investigation found a pattern of racist policing and excessive use of force within the department. The new agreement calls for updated hiring practices so that Aurora's police and fire departments better reflect the city's racial makeup. Workers at an Aurora facility for the meal kit company HelloFresh have decided not to form a union, CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Aurora workers voted almost 2-1 against organizing in an election that wrapped up Monday. The National Labor Relations Board confirmed the final vote tally was 166-91. A company spokeswoman said the outcome was a reflection of employee trust in management. Organizers blame the outcome on an anti-union campaign run by the company. They hope the effort would have formed the first union in the growing meal kit delivery industry, which has made record profits during the pandemic. Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The EPA is adding a large tract of land north of the Denver Metro to a list of areas not meeting national smog standards. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
The Front Range has been breaking federal ozone limits for a decade. The EPA is now expanding an area considered above those limits to include the northern part of Weld County. The change could mean stricter rules for oil and gas companies. Ozone can trigger breathing problems for people with asthma and other conditions. In Colorado, it mostly comes from oil and gas production, as well as exhaust from cars and trucks. The EPA's move follows a successful court challenge from environmental groups last year. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.